Okay, good. And we'll just do a few minutes of reflecting on motivation as to why we're practicing. So ask yourself, why am I doing this work? Why bother? What am I trying to accomplish? I'd also suggest that it's some kind of version or iteration on wanting to be happy and wise and better able to connect with others. So go ahead and imagine that outcome, like really imagine it vividly. What will it be like to be happier, wiser, at greater ease with connecting with others? Imagine all the details of that now. And now, especially touch into how when you're happy and wise, at ease with connecting with others, that there's this natural kind of outflowing of concern and well-wishing towards others, which is totally natural. Now see that unfold. See how well you collaborate, cooperate with others, how this quality of shared delighting in one another. And now simply recognize, aha, this is why I'm practicing. These are the outcomes I have in mind. And now set the intention to keep striving in order to achieve these outcomes. And also set the intention to iterate, to monitor yourself and change as you need to. In a flexible, kind of dynamic way, in order to get these wholesome outcomes. And now reflect on that. Okay, good. Then we'll wrap that up. Okay. Now I'll do about 3 minutes of lecture and then we'll get into the meditation proper. Also, we'll make the meditation a bit shorter today. We'll do Q&A at the end, and then I've got to cut it right at 10 o'clock my time, I'm afraid. Okay, so all right, what are we gonna do? Okay, nothing new or exotic for those of you who have joined in before, except for this time we're gonna emphasize this juxtaposition piece around the negative schema and then the old learning that we're trying to achieve. So, but I'll reiterate that as we go. So what are we gonna do here? First, gonna settle in and relax a bit. then we're going to bring up some sort of negative felt sense belief, a negative schema about the world. We're really going to explore it. We're going to see how there is this internal coherence to this way of viewing the world, right? Like, for example, if it's like, if your schema is something like, I'm incapable of being a normal functioning adult. So we're going to feel into that, see how that shades and colors everything, see how there are natural outcomes, like behavioral outcomes that we must take that are consistent with that. Like, oh, I'm not capable of being an adult. I need to avoid real world things. And then I need to kind of anxiously prepare and learn about adulthood or something like that, right? On my own. Then we're going to have the imaginal parents come in. Then we're going to find, and to be clear, this, in my mind, this step is not necessary, but it helps. We're going to find a situation where we learned, where that conditioning or that learning got imprinted, right? And we're going to find it in childhood. But if it comes up in earlier life, after childhood, no problem. Also, it does not have to be a real memory. It can be a kind of confabulated composite memory. That's just fine. Then we're going to have the imaginal parents come in, comfort us, understand us, see how this is just conditioning. It's not who we are. And then just help us move through it. And then we're going to bring about, and this is very important, and I'm phrasing this different today. We're going to bring about an experience that disconfirms the old schema, that is a mismatch. So like, if we think, oh, we're not capable of managing an adult life, we're going to see how, oh yeah, in fact, yes, I am. Like, there's so many things that I do well. And look, my like imaginal parents like are so confident in my abilities, and I can feel into that now. And I can see this unfolding in a different way where I'm totally competent and confident. And then that's it. And then we'll take question and answer. All right, so let's get going. So sitting up straight, pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. So we'll go over a little bit of posture guidance. So it's helpful to have the hips tilted forward and the thighs pointed down just slightly below 90 degrees. Now, the abdomen can rise and fall freely due to the slight forward tilt of the abdomen. The shoulders are back and down just a bit. The chest is up and out just a bit. The spine is straight and the neck is straight. The neck is elongated. The chin is slightly tucked. You can have the tongue, the tip of the tongue touching the back of the upper front teeth, kind of resting on the palate of the mouth. Okay, good. Now we're going to take 3 deep breaths and hold each one of them for basically as long as is comfortable. So go ahead and inhale very, very deeply and retain the breath below the navel. Exhale. Okay, now inhale very deeply. Retain below the navel. Exhale, extend the exhale. And now inhale very deeply and retain below the navel. Exhale. Okay, good. Now we'll do a brief body scan. This helps us stay embodied and emotionally connected during the meditation, which is important. So feeling the feet, legs, and hips. And now feeling the abdomen rise and fall. And now feeling the chest expand and contract. And now feel the shoulders, upper back, arms, and hands. Okay, and now feel the head, neck, and face. Okay, now take a deep, deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. Now exhale, feeling the whole body exhale all at once. Now feeling into this sense of dissolution and relaxation. Okay, good. So now we'll start with the proper meditation. So now identify the negative schema that you want to work on, the negative felt belief about the world. If you're struggling to find one, good candidates are fear, mistrust, expectation of abandonment, expectation that you won't be kind of understood, attended to, empathized with, a sense of social isolation, a sense of shame and defectiveness, also a sense of maybe incompetence or inability to function in the world, an inability to kind of distinguish yourself from others, or, you know, a sense of enmeshment or underdeveloped self. Those are all good potential schemas. You can pick one of those or another one. Okay, now I'm going to give you some sentence stems and I want you to fill them in. So I expect from the world that, or I expect about myself that. And now answer this from the schema, you know, from the negative belief. And given this expectation, given this knowledge about the world, I need to respond in this way, like, you know, not leaving the house, not getting into relationships, avoiding this, or maybe being perfect, or just accepting it, not fighting it. So figure out what your response needs to be from the place of the schema. Okay, good. Now keep kind of triggering this, really coming into it strongly. And don't try to counteract this in any way. Really come into it and believe it. Believe the schema. And now imagine yourself floating up and now floating back to childhood on a timeline. And now a scene will present itself where this kind of conditioning took place that you would have developed this negative worldview. This can be a real event from memory, or it can be a composite, kind of recreated scene. And then if it's an actual real traumatic memory of abuse, don't go into that. Simply go into the feelings afterwards. Where are you? Who are you with? What does this feel like? And now once again, see how this conditioning that you received brought about this emotional learning. It's all very clear. It's just cause and effect. See that clearly now. And now have the imaginal parents come into the scene, and they can either stay there with you in the scene and protect you, or they can remove you from the scene. But what's really, really clear is that you're safe, totally safe. And they want to know the details. They want to know what's going on. They want to understand what's going on for you. And they're just perfectly responsive and receptive to you. They really get it. And they're going to see you through this. They're going to help you move through this. And they know that you're going to be just fine. It's so obvious. But they don't let you feel rushed at all. You can take all the time you want. And of course, this is upsetting seeing all this, and that they get that. And there's so much space and permission to have your experience. Of course you react just this way. This makes perfect sense. There's nothing wrong with you. And they also let you know this shouldn't have happened. It's not right that this happened. They're totally on your side. And also let yourself be a child here with the mind of a child. Don't worry about taking a larger perspective. We'll do that later. Just take in the care and support of the imaginal parents. They really get it. Just keep developing the theme and really getting your needs met perfectly. Most of these imaginal parents guarantee you that this will never happen again. You're with them now. This old situation that happened, that's in the past. You won't have to worry about this anymore. However, there might still be a little bit of emotional fallout from that, and there's lots of space for that. So just keep developing the scene. That's right, keep going. And you really can see that there's a new possibility here. It doesn't have to be this repetition of this old kind of crappy way that things played out. You've got so much support. And also you know better. You know how to stand up for yourself. You have the support of the imaginal parents. You have a lot of other supports and resources in your life. And now notice this complete confidence that these parents have in you. It's so obvious you're going to move through this beautifully, that life will unfold just beautifully for you, that you'll have control and agency in your life, that you'll be able to get the outcomes that you desire. But keep developing that theme. And now this may or may not be right for you. You kind of use your own instincts and intuition here. But if this would be corrective for you, you and these imaginal parents go back to the scene and you take a corrective action. Maybe if you were mistreated, that person that mistreated you is confronted, either you confront them and or the imaginal parents confront the person that treated you poorly, or if some sort of kind of more impersonal negative thing happened, like someone died or there was an accident, that's prevented. Also, the person that did the bad thing to you can apologize and recognize what they did. So go ahead and develop that scene now. And really get this sense of taking back power and agency. And it's so clear you're never gonna have to experience this again. Like, you're in charge now. You're empowered. And have that be very clear in the scene. That's right. Keep developing the scene in such a way that you really feel kind of in control, that you feel kind of assertive, that you're the master of your destiny, that you're supported. Really get a sense for that. And it's so clear that your feelings matter, that you matter. Okay, good. And now, likely you're possibly done with that. And now, having processed this, there might be some emotions coming up. So have the imaginal parents attuned to you and console you in just the right way. Dealing with this conditioning was difficult. It's over now, but still, there might be some upset around this. And now see yourself with the parents on a timeline floating back to the present moment and see this old scene kind of disappearing and getting very small. It's also somehow another unimportant, kind of hard to understand. It's like, what was that even about? You can just see how it's no longer relevant. How now what's relevant is this sense of strength, this confidence, this support, this sense of agency. And now, try, so what we're going to do is do a juxtapositioning exercise. So bring up the old schema, bring up the old belief, the old negative belief. And now bring up the new positive belief that's going to hinge on the sense of that you have support, you have agency, you're competent, you're confident, you know others will respond to you well. And see if you can hold those in the mind at the same time. And now feel into very strongly the positive schema, the positive belief. Oh, I'm going to be fine. I have agency. I have control. I'm valued. I'll get the responses from others and from the world that I want. Really feel into that. And now list out a few reasons why this is so true. This is true and obvious to you. So really support the positive schema. And now one more time, bring up the negative schema. See how you can't really even understand it anymore. It's so distant and irrelevant. And now feel into the new schema. Yeah, you're gonna be fine. This is all gonna unfold beautifully. Okay, good. And now, imagine the details of your life going forward, seeing that this new positive, coherent model of the world is your baseline. See how it's so easy to get the things that you want. That making plans is easy, executing plans is easy, being with others is easy. Go ahead and see that and see how much, just like there's this levity and bounciness to life. See that now in the scene. Okay, good. And now, let that scene dissolve. And now we'll just do a moment of compassion practice. So now look back at this old schema. You are either completely or partially liberated from it now, but there are so many others that are not. Reflect on their suffering. This is so common to so many people. So on the in-breath, reflecting on their suffering. And on the out-breath, sending peace and well-wishing to all those beings that still struggle. And feel into this sense of camaraderie. We're all in it together in a certain way. And also notice this quality of wisdom. It's like you understand your own mind. You understand your own suffering. And then to a limited and imperfect extent, you also understand the minds of others and you understand their suffering. And now feel into that. See how this helps you. This will help you manage your life, manage it in a skillful way, such to be of value to yourself and others. You really understand. Okay, good. Now releasing that. And now for the next minute, reflect back. What was this like for you? What did you learn? And now notice how whatever you learned, it necessarily gives you a sense of competence and self-mastery. You see how you're better equipped now to deal with life. And now also, you know how to work through your problems. You just do more of the same type meditation. So see that clearly now. You have so many resources. Feel into that. Okay, good. So now let's bring the attention to the abdomen, the rising and falling of the abdomen. Now open the eyes halfway, but keep following the rising and falling of the abdomen. And now let that go, opening the eyes completely. Okay, good. Okay, so here in a moment we can take questions. Okay, go ahead and speak up, Vera.
Yeah, thank you, Cedric, for the excellent meditation. I noticed that when there is an emotional trigger or some unmet need physically, I get stuck in the head. I you know, that shows up in the head, inside the head. Okay. And I stay there for most of the time. So why is this tendency to get stuck in the head and more on the mind-based living when there is a trigger or a unmet need of complete?
Any thoughts on that? Well, I might be able to speak a little bit to why that's the case, but then I think we'll focus mostly on how to correct it. So what I'd say is, I think the why it might be the case, and this is a big maybe, and I'm not sure, but when there are situations, especially in childhood, that we just really can't metabolize, can't deal with ourselves, and we don't have any guidance to kind of be led through it, we just shut it off. And then we kind of disconnect conscious awareness of the emotions in the body. And that is actually a very, very adaptive way to deal with emotions that are just too much. But then that gets set as a pattern and we don't unlearn it. So we have to do practices like these, and maybe there are other practices, maybe like somatic experiencing, I'm not sure, that would help you kind of move through it. But then more specifically about how to address the problem, fix this problem, it's like, yeah, just open up to what arises and what's arising, and then just set the intention to come into the body and feel it in the body. Okay, I hope that spoke to your question. All right, what other questions are coming up? Questions or comments?
I don't really have a question, but I just want to say thank you. It's very helpful. Sure. I feel a lot of shifting going on, and I'm just kind of amazed at how deep these negative schemas are.
Oh, sure.
And then I was getting to a positive schema, but then that negative one is like really wants to go back.
Yeah.
So I like started feeling myself kind of like trying to push back and forth between the two. But it's very good to get to like the real heart of things. It feels
The way I view it is, you know, obviously it might take a few time to get at this, but then as you also, and this is kind of weird, it's like as you develop kind of this stronger, let's say, hallucinated sense or this internal working model of attachment, like the sense of like, okay, people are there to support me, I'm okay, I'll be taken care of, then what you can move through increases. So it's like as we set this foundation, then you move through the meditation more quickly. But then also, interestingly, like those are schemas as well. So it's like we're building up the positive schemas to help us move through the remaining negative schemas. And I do think that things start, like the rate of change increases because you just have these resources to call upon to help you work through the things. So that's like part of it. So just understand that, you know, you're probably working through, let's just say, like micro negative schema, or like not micro, but like constituent schemas when you're working through this, like, oh, you know, can I really depend on these parents? Like, will I be okay? And then you're just working through it bit by bit. Okay, so I need to run in 5 minutes, but then one thing I just wanted to discuss and maybe get a little bit of feedback on was I'm thinking to move this meditation to Fridays at 8 a.m. So it'd be like exactly 24 hours earlier. That may or may not work. I understand that that might not work for some people, but just any comments on that? Like, can people on this call do that? And then are there any other suggestions? Just because, you know, weekends are the times that like the kind of, I'm like very interested in doing all these trainings and like, and then also putting on like retreats and trainings. And so then the weekends are kind of the flex times to accommodate that stuff. Whereas the weekdays are more of a set schedule. Any comments on that?
8 a.m. Eastern?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, on Fridays. Would that, for example, work for you, Eve?
Yeah, I mean, I live in Chicago, so it'd be 7 a.m. and I'm around. So.
Okay, good enough. Okay, well, so then now next week, and I just want to be crystal clear, next week, same deal, it'll be on Saturday. But I'm thinking that the week thereafter possibly change. Ray, were you going to say something?
Yeah, that time works for me too. And it actually works better. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Any other comments on this, like one way or the other?
Cedric, is it the same time for India? Is our timing?
No, it would be exactly 1 hour earlier. It would be 1 hour earlier.
Okay. 1 hour earlier.
Yeah, but on Fridays instead of Saturdays, which, Fridays instead of Saturdays. But okay, but regardless, I just want to reiterate, next week will be the same, and I'll make the final decision then and let you know. So, okay, well, cool. So let's, we'll just real quick, is there anything else pressing? Any other questions or comments? Going once, going twice. Okay. So hey, see all of you in a week. Oh, and then also, you know, let me just throw into the chat this retreat I'm doing in a week from now. It's on compassion. And then we'll be using many of the same core concepts that we use in the weekend meditations, but it's going to be really heavily focused on compassion. So here's the link if you're interested. Give me a second. All right, here we go. Okay, great. All right, well, that's it. If you want to grab that link, then that's all we got. So, okay, thank you all very much.
Thank you, Cedric.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cedric.
Thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure.